Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers and the Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that He has already predestined for His glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world. Have you ever told someone you love that you weren't in love with them anymore? So often we tell God that we don't love Him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny, when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with Him, He never stops loving us? If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J. Moss help you fall back in love with His singles, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me. Never take your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God. You're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus.
This is a tailor-made prayer. Yeah. God gets the tailor-made praise. I got a praise on my lips, and I can't seem to resist. It's a praise that resounds all around. God, I praise, and it's personal to me.
I get a praise, I just say the gift from me.
God, it's a praise, tell him it's a praise.
Bless your name.
Thank you.
God that we don't love him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny, when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us. If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J Moss help you fall back in love with his single, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me, never took your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God. Don't let those special moments go unnoticed. It's been said, a picture says a thousand words. Let the lens of Los Angeles-based photographer Stephen Williams capture that special moment just for you. No matter if it's a birthday, a wedding, or graduation celebration, those special moments deserve to be remembered.
And then I took the step to meet someone who would change.
Just visit stevesimage.com.
It had to be my destiny, because I was made to love. My hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand.
Are you tired of the same old around-the-mills routine?
Ready to take your worship to a new level? Whenever you're in Oxford, Mississippi, Elder Smith and New Freedom Ministries invites you to share in their worship services. Come and experience a mighty move of God through gifted singing, anointed preaching, and Spirit-led Bible teachings. New Freedom Ministries are located at 809 College Hill Road in the city of Oxford, Mississippi. For more information, call 662-236-7555. New Freedom Ministries, transforming minds through knowledge and truth.
Well, if you just joined us, I'd like to let you know that you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus. And yes, it's your boy, Flex, here doing me thing for the Lord, as I always enjoy doing. I'm so glad that you guys have taken the time to hang out here with me as we give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ the praise. I don't know about you, but I truly enjoy giving God praise. No, I'm serious, you guys. Now, if you ever get a chance to hang out with me for a minute, you'll see. You see, when you've been through some things in life and you know the Lord for yourself, praise just become a part of who you are. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah. Hey, check this. I was reading something interesting about prayer. How many of you out there still take time to pray? I read recently in an article that talked about prayer. I read, and I quote, "Prayer is not a mysterious practice reserved only for clergy and the religiously devout." But it goes on to say that prayer is simply communicating with God, listening and talking to Him. Believers can pray from the heart, freely, spontaneously, and in their own words. If prayer is a difficult area for you, learn these basic principles of prayer and how to apply them. Number one, know that there is no correct or certain posture for prayer. In the Bible, people prayed on their knees. They bowed. They also prayed on their faces before God, as well as standing. Now, you may pray with your eyes open or closed, quietly, or like a lot of us have been accustomed to in church coming up. Some pray out loud, and I mean that literally. However, pray in whichever way that you feel you are most comfortable and least distracted. Another thing about prayer is that it develops our relationship with God. Now, if you never speak to your spouse or never listen to anything your spouse may have to say to you, for those of you who are married, that is, your marriage relationship will quickly deteriorate. Now, it's the same way with God. Prayer and communicating with God helps us grow closer and more intimately connected with God. Finally, if you don't know how to pray, if you're serious about your prayer life, the Holy Spirit will help you in prayer when you don't know how to pray. Romans 8, 26 and 27 says that in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Let me say this. I'm a living witness that prayer changes things. You see, when we pray, it first causes us to change. And then, we along with the help of our Heavenly Father will begin to change things. Once again, you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh. You had enough, uh-huh. But it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. Uh-huh. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna
Looking for some good gospel music? Why not tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Yeah.
Someone once wrote, "Look back and thank God. Look forward and trust God. Look around and serve God. Look within and find God." Each of us has experienced moments in our lives that leave us in a state of questioning. We'll begin to ask ourselves questions like, "How am I going to be able to pay this bill? Will I ever get well?" Even someone who may have lost a loved one may even ask, "Why would God take you away from me when I needed you the most?" Or maybe they'll say, "I'm so afraid. What should I do?" What about you? When you're faced with life's challenges, what do you do? Before giving up because you can't seem to find the answer, when we return, I'm going to let you know how you can find the answer that you've been searching for.
Oh, 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 oh as we go through life, there will be moments when we'll need someone to pray with and for us. Whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit stands committed to you during those times. There is no problem too big that God can't handle. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center so that you can share your prayer need. Remember, you're never alone. Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers in the Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that he has already predestined for his glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world. Are you tired of the same old around-the-mills routine? Ready to take your worship to a new level? Whenever you're in Oxford, Mississippi, Elder Smith and New Freedom Ministries invites you to share in their worship services. Come and experience a mighty move of God through gifted singing, anointed preaching, and Spirit-led Bible teachings. New Freedom Ministries are located at 809 College Hill Road in the city of Oxford, Mississippi. For more information, call 662-236-7555. New Freedom Ministries, transforming minds through knowledge and truth. Even the best of us have been at that same place before. You know, the place where we'll begin to look at our situations with worry instead of having confidence in the one who created it all. After all, he did promise how he'll never leave us or forsake us. Just think about it. The creator of it all, the one that even created and allowed every opportunity for you and I to grow as a result of life's challenges. Let me share this with you. If God brought you to this, he'll certainly bring you through this, whatever your this may be. Remember when Jesus was being crucified on the cross? He experienced a moment of questioning too. He began to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But even during that time, he still didn't lose confidence in his Father's word. Throughout Jesus' life, he developed a true and trusting relationship with our Heavenly Father. Because he had developed such relationship, not even death could win the victory over his life. As a child of God, we shouldn't live our lives as a victim, but as a victor. The more that we allow God to direct our lives, that's when we'll begin to learn how to trust him more. Not only that, we'll develop a more thankful attitude and an eagerness to serve him with all of our hearts. Just imagine living a life not exempt from troubles, but one free from worry. Now that's what I call living a victorious life, just as Jesus did. Next time you begin to experience moments where you can't seem to find the answers to your questions, just allow the answer to find you. That answer is our Heavenly Father. Today, before we go, maybe you're someone who's been looking for answers to unsolved questions. If so, I'd like to pray with you. Understand that in the midst of confusion, we serve a God that can bring peace. In Psalms, the 121st chapter, the psalmist teaches us that all you and I have to do is look to the hills because that's where our help comes from. And that help that I'm referring to is the Lord. You see, long before you and I were created, God knew that you would be where you are today. He knew that you would be searching for answers. But it's important that you keep God's word and promises close to your heart, especially where it says in verse number 8 of Psalms 121st chapter, "The Lord preserve thy going out and thy coming in." In other words, God is constantly watching over you to protect you and bring you into his blessings. Lord, today, I pray for my brother and for my sister. First, I want to thank you for the beautiful gift that you created and made them into. Now, I pray that as they stand before you, that you will begin to allow them to realize that you're indeed the answer to all of their problems. Father, I ask that you would bring healing, comfort, and deliverance to every area of their lives right now, even as I speak. For we're touching and agreeing together according to your word, knowing that it will be done and that their answer shall come to pass. I thank you for this opportunity to be able to come boldly before you on behalf of my brother and sister. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing this our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As you go, I want to thank you for stopping by. And don't forget to share Flex's Twitter Club with a friend so they too can become blessed. Now, until next time, you take care and be blessed.
Well, once again, for those of you who may have just joined us, we'd like to let you know that you're listening to Raise of Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus. And yes, it's your boy Flex here doing my thing as I do for the Lord each and every week right here on the jam. And certainly I'm so glad that each of you has taken the time to hang out here with me here on the jam as we give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ some praise. And just let me say that if this is your first time hanging out here with us, we hope that something you hear will inspire you and cause you to make BNDS Jams a part of your daily jam experience. Hey, check this. Isn't it good to know that you and I have someone who really, truly loves us? Can you remember ever being in what you thought was love with someone? And as times went on, the true you began to be revealed. And once that happened, well, the person who you thought was in love with you suddenly walked off and left you. Sometimes, when we even see the true us, and if we could, we'll even leave our own selves too. Sometimes, I've been around someone who, when they would make a mistake, they would call themselves all sorts of names. They'll say things to themselves like, "You stupid blank," or "I'm such a blankety blank." Now, I'm sure you can imagine what the blank stands for. There have even been parents who you would think have love for their own. However, they drove their cars into rivers with their very own children in the car. I saw in the news here in Atlanta recently where a father was found heavily intoxicated in his truck with the engine still running, and in the back seat were his four little children. But I'm so glad that we have a Heavenly Father that despite how bad we've been, or sometimes how bad we are, he still loves us. He still wakes us up every morning with brand new mercies and another chance to get it together. I don't know about you, but there have been moments in my life when God loved me so, I made the choice to change my behavior. Yes, God, He will love you straight. He will love you until you decide to stop doing the very thing that hurts him to his heart. If you're someone out there who don't believe me, let this here song speak to your heart.
You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad.
Didn't write me off.
Of
I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me through my good
and my bad, yeah.
You love me through my good and my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You love me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve,
you love
God.
Me through my bad.
After falling again and again. Every blessing and request that you granted, Lord.
Because of my past.
You could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You loved me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on, loving me. You keep on loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey, we run away from you. Bring shame to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children. I'm glad you love me through my good.
Have you had one of those days when life just beat you down? If so, why not tune into BNDS Jams and let your soul be uplifted? BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus.
Best thing I've ever looked.
A long day, why not wind down to a night of inspirations with songs of inspiration? Let the smooth vibes of contemporary gospel music ease your cares away. Tune in Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and let your soul be blessed. Songs of Inspiration on BNDS Jams, where the message is in the song. Once again, we've come to the end of another show. But before we go, if you haven't already done so, we'd like to give you an opportunity to become a Christian. You see, becoming a Christian is just as easy as 1, 2, 3. We believe that every person is a creation of God, and yes, that includes you and me. Now, the difference between a Christian and a person who isn't is this. A Christian is someone who acknowledges God, and the non-Christian is someone who doesn't.
It just doesn't get any simpler as that. When you become a Christian, you become a partaker and a recipient of every promise that God has given concerning his children. I tell you what, here's one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can find that over in John 3:16. Most of all, it ensures that you will have eternal life with our Heavenly Father in heaven when your life has come to an end down here on earth. When you choose to become a Christian today, it's so easy. All you have to do is just repeat this little small prayer. Just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Now, friend, if you prayed that prayer, you're now a Christian, and you have the greatest friend in your life now than you can ever have. And that, dear friend, is our Heavenly Father. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries would like to congratulate you on your decision, and we want to encourage that you find yourself a good Bible-based church where you can begin to grow your relationship in the Lord. And if you've made the choice to become a Christian today, certainly we'd love to hear from you. Just email us here at brothersinthespirit@aol.com. Now finally, as I prepare to get out of here, I want to thank you for hanging out with me here on Raise the Praise, and I look forward to doing it again on next week. And BNDS Jams would like to encourage that you do your share in helping to cut the number of vehicle accidents and fatalities. Don't text or talk on your cell phones while driving. Take the pledge. Now, until next week, we want you to remember this. There is no problem too big that our God can't handle. Stop complaining about how big your problems are and start telling every last one of those problems just how big our God is. Now, until next time, you take care and be blessed.